Hey everyone, Scott Luna here from Breakaway Seminar, and I've got a couple questions. What are the main barriers to entry for new patients? Do you know them? Are you thinking about them? Another question, why is it important to standardize appointment times? These are the two questions I got sent to me for this episode of Dear Scott, where you send questions in and I do my very best to answer them on camera. And so I'm going to answer these two questions right here, right now. So let's dive in. First question was, Dear Scott, from your experience, what are some of the main barriers to entry for new patients? What a really important question to answer. You know, when we look at practices, it seems like a lot of dentists have a big focus on new patient flow, but their focus sometimes is backwards. Their focus is on marketing. How do I generate leads? But it's so much cheaper and faster and easier to maybe focus on removing barriers to the existing leads we already get instead of just focusing on buying more and more leads. So let's talk about that, the barriers to entry for a new patient. So where do new patients come from? They can come from a lot of places, obviously. Let's assume right now a lot of new patients are going to be coming from our marketing efforts. So the first barrier to entry we have here is that the marketing message itself was not crafted in a way that speaks to a new patient clicking and converting. So I see a lot of marketing messages done incorrectly where we might be marketing, for example, Ceric crowns. What is a Ceric crown? Same day crowns, all about the crown, the crown, the crown. When that ad instead should be about why someone needs a crown, tooth pain, broken teeth, that we should be crafting the message around the patient's viewpoint and not the doctor's viewpoint of fixing the issue. Patients are not going to respond nearly as well to learning about what a crown is as compared to learning about how to fix the problem they feel. And so that's the first barrier we sometimes build on accident is we craft our messages incorrectly. We get a lead, but the lead bounces off because they don't see the copy in the way they think. Then the next barrier, if they do click to the copy and they, now where does that click go to? It needs to land on a landing page, not a homepage. A landing page that's been built all around that ad. One page that is going to explain the practice, the doctor, the procedure they're learning about, the problems they're learning about, testimonials, click to schedule. One single page that's been designed to convert from that very specific ad. So that means every type of ad is getting a new landing page built for it. That causes much better conversion than sending that click to your homepage. You know, the company that we use for all of my practices is dentalmarketing.com. They are the masters at doing digital advertisements in a way that converts these leads at a high rate. So if you don't have a marketing firm, I encourage you to talk to them. They're doing all the marketing for all of our practices across the country. We're very, very happy with that. Now, what's another barrier to entry? They get the right ad. Of course, the right demographic makeup, the right bid, all the right science behind that ad, they get to a landing page that's been, and that converts them to call to schedule. Perfect. Now they call. Next barrier is we don't answer. We don't answer the phone. And you may not think it's a problem, but the national average says that 32% of calls go unanswered. So about a third of all new patient calls are never answered. And we know from our tracking that when a new patient calls, and we miss the call, they don't keep calling us back. They call the next practice. They schedule someone else. If we miss that call, we lose that patient. So we have to answer that call. And there's a lot of different strategies in setting up your phone system. A lot of things we teach on staffing and technology in our Business Master Seminar that I'm not going to go into right now. But one thing I do want to mention is that if we utilize a virtual set of schedulers, like a virtual dental scheduling center as a backup to save all of our missed calls, that will overnight lower the barrier to entry to get a call answered. And so that's one thing you can consider doing is having a virtual scheduling center as your backup to answer every call you miss from a new patient. All right, now we answer the call. Great. What's the next barrier to entry? Our policies cause patients to bounce off the call. Some examples of this are that we are not in network with an insurance company, or we do not accept Medicaid. Obviously, patients looking for that would not convert. So it's a barrier to entry for those people. Another barrier, we're not open after work, after school, or on the weekends. Another policy is charging a whole lot of money for the first visit if you don't have insurance. If we have some sort of special to lower that fee, that lowers the barrier to entry for the non-insurance patient. Another policy, our schedule's so booked out, you got to wait 6 weeks to get in or 4 weeks. Those are barriers that cause that new patient to not schedule. All right, so policies become a barrier. All right, let's say we do have the right policies. A patient wants to schedule. The next barrier is not saying the right thing, not having a scientifically proven phone scripting strategy that minimizes friction in the call, that maximizes the amount of new patients that actually schedule from that phone call. This is very important, and it's another example we spend like an hour and a half on in some of our seminars, but having the team not just trained on how to sound nice on the phone. It's really not about that. It's about taking control of the conversation in a way that you can seamlessly move a patient to scheduling an appointment that feels really natural and really safe. When we say things in a certain way with a certain kind of focus, that patient phone call happens very easily right into an appointment. And that is something that we need to do. All right. So there's a handful of barriers to, to new patients getting in the practice. So I hope that helps you, whoever sent me that question in. There's a lot of lessons to be learned in each one of those barriers. And the practices that lower each one of those will get more patients per month and will grow exponentially more over the years as those extra new patients refer others who refer others and who refer others, all through the lower barriers to entry in your practice. All right, that was the first question. Next question, can you speak to why it is important to standardize appointment times? All right. This is a very interesting topic because, if I were to ask your front office person or your dental assistant, your treatment coordinator, how much time do you schedule for crown, for your doc? They might say something like an hour. And I'm like, okay, well, how much time do you schedule if it's a crown, an OL, and two MODs? Hour and a half. What if it's a crown, an OL, and two MODs, and a simple extraction, 2 hours. And what they're doing is guessing. They're guessing. Is an OL and an MOD, does that take as much time as two OLs or two MODs? They're guessing. And all day long, every day as appointments are being scheduled, people are basically guessing how much time you need. That's why sometimes in your career, you've had an appointment for like five MODs on an adult and you only had 20 minutes. You're like, what the hell? Like, how am I going to do that? Or you were scheduled for an implant crown impression. It takes you like no time, but they gave you an hour and a half because it had the word implant in it, right? Like all of that's bad. And it results in both massive stress when you don't have enough time and lower production when you have too much time. And your day can end up feeling like catching up, kind of nothing to do, catching up, nothing to do. And that is high intensity stress of being a dentist. It's just not a productive, sane way to run a schedule. So what I teach is to create a system where every appointment has a very specific, accurate amount of time based on the procedures within that appointment. So an occlusal lingual filling is going to get less time than an occlusal mesial because the mesial surface takes longer than a lingual surface. So now imagine kind of a calculator sheet that says, hey, every surface of a filling gets this amount of time if it's an easy surface, maybe 5 minutes of surface, 10 minutes of surface if it's a hard surface. A crown's going to get, you know, 40 minutes of doctor time and 30 minutes of assistant time. An extraction's going to get 20 minutes. And suddenly when you have this chart that says, hey, every procedure gets this amount of time, then you can create any weird combination inside of an appointment and add up the exact amount of time you need. And that means that every appointment you have has the right amount of time with the right amount of buffer in it so that you are minimizing running behind and minimizing wasting time. And therefore, your production is where it should be. See, every appointment you have in your schedule should be the least amount of time possible to do the procedure and to account for everything that might go wrong and to give yourself time to do a hygiene exam. What are things that can go wrong? Patient doesn't get numb quickly. They don't show up on time. The distal surface of number two is taking you longer than expected. Those are normal things that happen all the time. So we need time to do the procedure. And then we need time to deal with the challenge of the procedure. And we need time to also do a hygiene exam. And we don't need a single minute more. But we better have every single minute I just described. And the only way I know to make sure that every appointment scheduled for the rest of your career is done that way is to have a chart that says, hey, here's how much time to schedule for each procedure. That is standardizing appointment times. Think about what your career feels like when you don't standardize it compared to what you do. When you don't, you live out a career of rushing and wasting time. And that wears you down. That adds stress. I mean, the stress is palpable. And it's very stressful to be a dentist to begin with when everything is scheduled properly. But when we don't schedule something properly, that is very difficult to deal with. And that is why we feel burnt out. Even within a day, we feel burnt out of the day. If we schedule things in a standardized way, and we have a right amount of time to do the procedure and deal with the other things we have to deal with, but we don't waste any time after that. That means we are producing the right amount every day, and we are just kind of jogging through the day. We're not sprinting and stopping sprinting. We are jogging throughout the entire day. And you know what's interesting about jogging? You can jog for miles and miles and miles and not be out of breath. But when you sprint, you might only be able to make it a portion of a mile and be exhausted. And that is the way most dentists schedule. They sprint, stop, and they're exhausted. But when you jog slowly throughout the day, you end up going way farther and you're not tired. And you do that by standardizing the appointment times. All right, those are the two questions. Standardized appointment times, what are the main barriers to entry for new patients? I hope that was helpful and interesting for you. Remember, send me questions. Every month, I'm recording videos answering your questions. Connect with me on Instagram, dr.scott.lune, or find us on Facebook, send us an email, call us, whatever you want. Send us your question, and I will do my very best to answer it here on camera for you every month. All right, find my other episodes from the past and look for my new ones coming out. Thanks a lot.